You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Tuesday, August 12th. Catherine Lamfer is in for John Hockenberry today. Hi there, Catherine.
Hey.
And we're going to be moved right now and talk about what's happening in Russia. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev ordered a halt to military action in Georgia today after 5 days of air and land attacks that took Russian forces deep into the small Western, pro-Western allied nation. Medvedev said on national television that the military had punished Georgia enough for its attacks on South Ossetia. Georgia launched an offensive late Thursday to regain control over the separatist Georgian province of South Ossetia. And also some of the fighting has moved to the separatist province of Abkhazia, which also has close ties to Russia. Anne Bernard is following the story from Moscow for our partner, the New York Times, and she joins us now. Anne, many thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So what exactly did President Medvedev say today?
Well, President Medvedev said that he had made a decision to stop the operation to bring peace to South Ossetia. However, he left Russian forces plenty of leeway to continue fighting by saying that they were authorized to mop up any hotbeds of resistance. And his military staff said that forces would also conduct reconnaissance and other operations if needed. So, and that matches what we're hearing from the field. It's not clear that this actually means an end to fighting on the ground. We have correspondents in Gori, which is the transportation hub and military installation city about 45 minutes drive from Tbilisi.
In Georgia.
In Georgia, yes. Mm-hmm. Our correspondent there heard bombs falling about an hour before Medvedev's speech. There was heavy bombing there today. 5 people were killed in the central square. And in the west of the country, in Poti, a port city on the Black Sea, another correspondent of ours heard bombs falling about an hour after Medvedev's statement. So he also said that Georgian dock workers there had been approached by a column of about 10 Russian armored vehicles, those soldiers said they were looking for Georgian military. The situation in Poti was tense. Georgian police there said that they had not had any formal contact with the Russians, and they did not know exactly what was going to happen. There was not actual fighting on the ground there, but the situation still mm-hmm. seems very fluid.
And so what do you make of this? The Russians keep saying one thing but seem to be doing another. A day or two ago, they said they weren't moving into Georgia proper, but indeed it turns out they were. Today, the president is calling for a halt in the violence, but the violence continues.
Well, Russia has always cast this operation as being aimed at protecting its peacekeepers in South Ossetia and in the other breakaway territory of Abkhazia in western Georgia. So they've always been reserving the right to carry out operations outside those territories if they believe that that will protect their peacekeepers inside those territories. Now, of course, the Georgian government believes that this is all just a cover for a larger plan to overthrow the Georgian government or occupy Georgia.
Now, Anne, this is Catherine Lamfer. Just speaking of cover, we keep saying that President Medvedev has given these orders, but what about Putin?
Well, again, it's actually unclear who is making the decisions here, and that's one question that we want to clarify with the negotiators. Who is their partner in the Russian government? Because there are conflicting statements coming and ambiguous statements coming out of the government.
So you mean even with a diplomatic solution, we're not even sure who to be negotiating with?
That's right. I mean, we're going to hear more clarification soon when Medvedev gives a press conference after meeting with the negotiators.
And Anne, what do you understand is happening on the diplomatic front? I mean, we understand the French President Sarkozy is there now. Who else is involved, and has there been any substantive discussions that you're aware of?
Well, Bernard Kouchner is here, and Alexander Stubb, the head of the OSCE, has met with the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. He said that Lavrov told him that the statement really means that there's an end to military action if there's no retaliation from the Georgians. Mr. Stubbs said there is always a gap between rhetoric and reality, but he does believe that hostilities are about to end.
So it sounds like a lot of confusion, and obviously a story that we will continue to watch for developments. Anne Bernard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Anne Bernard reports for the New York Times, and she was coming to us from Moscow. She's right in the middle of it all. Catherine?